What Really Matters: Service, Leadership, People, and Values. Written by John Pepper. Published by Yale University Press. And read by Brian Morris. Introduction. My Early Years in Business. Quote, "We know the end before we consider the beginning, and we can never fully recapture what it was to know the beginning only." Veronica Wedgwood. My more than 40-year relationship with Procter & Gamble began long before I joined the company, while I was attending Yale University on a Navy ROTC scholarship. As advertising manager of the Yale Daily News in 1958, during my junior year, I was selling space for the paper. My clients included on-campus recruiters, which is how I met two men from P&G. They were alive with energy. The pride they felt in their company and the fun they appeared to be having in their jobs were palpable. They talked about brand management, the opportunity to run your own business before you were 30. Business wasn't at all what I had in mind while I was at Yale or during my Navy tour following graduation. I was set on going to law school. In fact, I had been admitted to Harvard and had applied for a job at the Boston Globe to help pay my way through. Law seemed like a natural field for me. I had taken a military justice correspondence course during the first 2 years of my naval duty at sea, and I had served on naval courts-martial boards during my final year at the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard. The need for tightly drawn research and stimulating, well-developed intellectual debates appealed to me. Near the end of my Navy tour, however, I realized I wasn't quite ready to go back to the stacks. During my 3 years in the Navy, I had loved the excitement of being able to run a destroyer around the North Atlantic and Mediterranean on my own in the dead of night. My wife Francie still questions the Navy's wisdom for allowing me to do this. Also, I was starting to feel confident as a leader, first as chief communications officer on the USS Blandy, and then as an engineering...